Well, a number of people has contacted me, and it's not just this year or last year. I've raised this issue before in relation to it. Sligo is a tourist attraction. It's one of the most beautiful counties in the country. Reality, it has so much to offer with beaches and forest walkways and just the scenery is so fantastic. And yet, a lot of these areas that we are, time after mentioning, hearing the likes of Hazelwood, Sleashwood, outside, and there's other amenities out there, doesn't have any public toilet. Because realistically, how can we expect tourists to come to our country and we can't provide a toilet for them? It seems daft when there is the likes of Portaloos there. And then there is a lot of people, local people, and not just tourists, even local people, maybe suffer with conditions that's called irritable bowel syndrome. And they're going to get caught short. And if they're caught short, this is the thing that will keep them away from areas like that. The fact that there is not a toilet. Culture, because they're responsible for the likes of wooded walkways and whatever else. And Fáilte Ireland, that we could get a meeting going with them to try and secure funding to have the light, that they would help to pay for the installation of those Portaloos. Portaloos aren't that expensive. About €1,000 a year to operate. And I think myself that it is something, it's vital, and we need to be shown kind of the way in relation to this, that we have these facilities at these beauty spots.
And kind of as you said there, that there may be some people who might be deterred from going to these areas just because of the lack of toilets. And whereas you're trying to make it just an equal playing field in terms of providing for people that, you know, especially since COVID, we've seen a huge uptake in hikes and walks, that it's important to continue to encourage this lifestyle choice. Because as we've highlighted, you know, it's great for physical health, it's great for mental health. Yeah. So it's important to at least, what about enhancing them, but at least removing any barriers that may be preventing people from going there.
Well, it is removing barriers. And realistically, we're one of the very first local authorities in the country to initiate the initiative of having a disability consultative committee, and that was to do away with a lot of barriers, and that was Sligo County Council. But as it is at the moment, the fact that we do not have toilet facilities and a lot of people suffer different conditions and whatever else, I cannot go to them places because there isn't a toilet, you're taking down that barrier and you're shown that Ireland is an accessible country for everyone.